Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
This is The Burt Show.
She's got the reputation as one of Hollywood's biggest partiers, but she told us in this interview that that's just not the case. Here's Tara Reid on The Burt Show.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Doing good. Now, let me ask you this about your voice, because it sounds to me like you've been up all night smoking, drinking, and yelling, but your voice is really sort of close to this all the time, so you can't really tell if you're sick or it's just kind of hoarse.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, it's a little more raspy right now than normal.
What time did you go to bed last night?
Pretty early, because we've been doing all this press stuff, so I was probably in bed by like 11, maybe.
11?
I had to get out this morning, I think at like 4:30 or something.
Oof.
See, now, The big, you know, image that has been created for Tara Reid is that she never gets to sleep before midnight. You must have been up until 4:30 in the morning partying around Hollywood.
No way. I'm actually in New York right now, too.
Is that the biggest misconception about you, is that you're not as big the party girl as most are making you out to be?
Absolutely. I mean, don't get me wrong. When I like to go out with my friends and have fun, I like to have fun. But it's not every night, and it's definitely not until 4 in the morning.
Now, even in Maxim magazine, they put a quote from you that you like to party hard, but they totally left out the part where you said you like to work hard as well.
Exactly. See, you know, that's the kind of girl I like. See, she reads the whole thing, you know?
Well, I've got the magazine. I just didn't read the article. You look great.
It's a good article. You should read it. You learn something.
I really have to. Now, weren't you the first celebrity to be in Maxim twice?
Yeah.
I've got my Maxim fags down.
You got them down.
Yeah, I do. Tell us about doing the pictorial for Maxim. Is that something you're comfortable doing, or did they have to push you?
You know what? It was a really great photographer. It was a woman, so I've shot with her before. And, you know, so I was comfortable with her, so it was cool. Yeah. And, the people I've worked with, I've known, the people at Maxim for a while, and they're really cool.
Do they let you have a look at all the pictures they take and let you pick out the ones you want in the magazine, or once they're on film and you're out of control?
Once they're on film, you're not in control. I wish you could pick them.
So do you ever get the magazine, like the day it comes out, or when you get the advance copy, do you rush out and buy it and look through and go, I can't believe they used that one. That sucks.
Yeah, I get it. Like, they'll send it to me, the day before it goes on the stands. So there's, nothing you could do if you don't like it or not.
Mm-hmm. Right. Out of the April issue, which picture do you hate the most?
Probably the cover, actually.
Really?
The cover?
Yeah,
really?
I like the one inside the most. With the white top on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know that one.
Yeah, I'm doing some research on that right now.
There it is. How much airbrushing is done?
Believe it or not, I was lucky, not too much on that one. So I was tan. I just came back from Mexico on that one, so I was so tan on that.
So you're feeling pretty good about yourself on that one.
Yeah, so I was feeling all right. In Mexico, you can't eat too much, so.
Right, we're talking to Tara.
It's a little dangerous, so it's a good place.
Talking to Tara Reid, who's got a new movie coming out called Van Wilder, which we'll talk about here in about 1 second.
Now, every time I pick up, a New York Post, honestly, Tara, you're all over it. All over.
I know, it sucks.
Why are they targeting you so much? I mean, from the stuff with Lizzie Grubman to even the Hilton girls, and just, you're so adorable.
I don't know. I wish I could answer you that question. I wish I knew the answer. It's frustrating, but I think, they get targets, and I just happen to be one of the targets. The media kind of, I think, every once in a while, just wants someone, and I was the one that, I guess, was easy.
Are you more Are you more reluctant to go out and hang out and party now than you were, let's say, a year ago?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're always looking
just
over
it's not even fun anymore. It's not like, everyone's watching or looking for you to mess up or something like that. So it's like, you'd rather just stay home. It's not even worth it.
You always feel like there's a camera there just waiting to be snapped
exactly.
at you.
Exactly. And you're you know what? This isn't fun. You're nervous. You start becoming paranoid, which is not fun either.
Tara Reid, God bless her heart.
Right. Well, Tara, don't you think, though, that any publicity is good publicity? Because at least your name's out in print, almost every day.
I used to think that until it was like overwhelming, like till it was so much, like oversaturated. You know what I mean? Because it's not like, if it was just like once or once in a while, I wouldn't care. But now it's like so much, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
I don't even need any right now. I guess in that way. You know, maybe if I didn't have a movie or something like that, you wouldn't really care or something.
And now the latest news is you were consoling Britney Spears when she was crying over that.
That's not true. I was in Mexico when supposedly I was supposedly hanging out with Britney Spears, which never ever happened.
What's the most bizarre thing you've read about yourself in a tabloid?
Probably that was one of them. That one and throwing the cake or something like that at Paris Hilton's birthday.
Yeah,
that
Paris Hilton's birthday.
Tara,
yeah.
How closely do you pay attention to what's said about you in the media? Do you read those things yourself, or do you have somebody that comes up to tell you this is what's being said about you this week, or do you try to ignore it, or what?
You try to ignore it, agree, but I know everything, you know, because I get the phone call from, you know, like the publicist calling, you know, Tara, were you at such and such, or, you know what I mean, or she'll say to me, like, you know, Tara, you're never going to believe this one. They said you were here, and she's like, I know you weren't because you were with me in Florida, you know what I mean, like, you know, so you couldn't have been in New York and Florida at the same time,
right.
You know, it's that kind of thing.
Right.
Knowing what you know about what the press, what they do, and after having a high-profile relationship with Carson Daly, how do you view dating now? Is it, do you try to stay away from the public eye as far as, you know, going out with guys? And when you meet a guy, how do you know when they like you for who you are and just and they're not bringing up, oh, that movie or that thing they read, or, God, it must drive you nuts sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, you know, since him, I haven't really had a boyfriend, so, you know what I mean? I've just kind of wanted to keep away from everything. It's just been so much, so everything's been, you know, kind of like that. So, you know, I'm just trying to just work and, you know, do movies and, you know, and do like what I can count on and what I love.
Are you going to get to a point here where you're like ready to do some like deep emotional acting kind of thing?
I've done that, you know. I mean, I did that in Body Shots, and it's like, but if I get three scripts, and one's a comedy, one's a drama, and one's, you know, like a sci-fi or something. If the comedy or the drama is the best one, that's the movie I'll do. Do you know what I mean? And just lately, it just happens to be that the comedies have been the best movies that I've read, and that's why I've been going that way.
Tara, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
And good luck with the movie, and good luck with just being Tara Reid.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, I'm still looking at the Maxim, and I have yet to find the picture that you call bad.
Yeah. Take care, Tara.
All right. Bye, guys. Take care.
This is The Bert Show.
Of course, you remember Eve, Blow Your Mind, Gwen Stefani. She's got a new song with Alicia Keys, Gangsta Lovin'. She's got a new solo album out called Evolution. And she stopped by The Bert Show Studios and hung out with us for about an hour. And she's just the coolest girl.
You hear your music being played on the radio? Are you hear it in the headphones right now? What do you listen for? Are you only, like when I look at a picture of all of us,
right.
I just see me.
Yeah, do you even know that Gwen Stefani's in this song too?
Yeah. I listen to the words.
You
when
do?
I listen to my music, I listen to the way I said things.
Mm-hmm.
If I could have said it better, or how, you know, if it could have been clearer, or that's what I listen to.
So you do critique yourself?
Yes.
Do you?
Is it ever finished? Are you ever at the point where you're like, all right, this is cool, it's done?
Yeah, sometimes, not all the time. Sometimes I'm like, I could do more, I could have did more. But sometimes that's all it is that could be done, you know?
Right. So when you're hearing this now, like, if you could go back in the studio right now and you're listening to what we're hearing right now,
right.
What would you change about this?
Not a thing.
No?
Not a thing.
It's
this
perfect.
Is actually one of my favorite songs that I've ever done.
Really?
She'd take Gwen out of it and make it Eve and Eve.
Eve featuring Eve.
Change
on
the
hook.
Name of the song to Let Me Blow My Mind.
Right.
You know, I was reading your bio here, and I was trying, you know, like when we have celebrities come in, I try to relate to them on some level, you know.
Right.
Let me tell you something, you and I are on totally different sides of the spectrum. Because the way you grew up, I mean, in reading this thing, that's a tough life. I mean,
okay.
I like grew up in the Jewish section of San Diego.
Okay.
Do you think that, you know, by you not being like the big time partier and, you know, kind of meeting the image in the music industry, that has helped you with, you know, your peers in the industry, or hurt you?
I do me. You know, I don't care. Like, I don't think it's helped or hurt. You know, I think people really know that I do my own thing. I don't really try to. That's not my thing. I don't like, you know, the crystal, all that. Come on, man. I'm just not.
Are these tough on you, these radio tours?
It's the plane riding. It's the packing of the bags and the checking in. And first of all, we always get stopped at the supposed What do they call it?
The random
security check.
The
fake random that I'm in the computer. I get checked all the time. Oh, yeah. We always get stopped because we usually have one-way tickets, so they always stop us.
Take off your shoes.
Take off the shoes. I'm going to say I had on flip-flops one day, and she told me to take them off. I'm like, what am I sticking in a flip-flop? I was like, it was crazy.
That's funny.
Now, I got to take advantage of while you're here because I know you got to get going soon. But I've always wanted to be a posse member. Like, I've always wanted to be, you know, in a posse. And I've always wanted to.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
He wants to be the cream
you
and coffee.
You want to come on tour with me?
Here's what I did. I put together a tape because I want to be the posse guy who sings every sixth word of a rap song. You know what I mean? See how that works? So what I
She's
did...
She's making fun of you so badly.
He's crazy.
Right now.
I know. Can I play my tape for you?
Okay, yes.
It's 2 minutes. Just constructive criticism.
Okay.
That's all I'm looking
for. Yeah, you're Simon on American Idol right now.
Oh, my God.
Word. Rock you. That's me. All night. You. Old school in effect. Daddy, baby girl, established. I ain't trying to lead you. I'm just want to ask you. You might want to get name, explain your status. The time you seem available. Don't mean I know we want to settle. You gotta say you are my short list. You. What you gonna do about it?
What do you think?
You know what?
Any future at all?
Look to your left. You know what you see? You see crookness.
He is crazy.
Yeah.
Just put him in a jumpsuit. He's ready to get out there, put some sunglasses on his face.
That's hilarious.
Like, growing up, I wanted to be one of the military dudes in Public Enemy, but I couldn't get Chuck D to call me back. So, you know, so I'm working on it.
And the clock around his neck gave him a rash. Good to have you in studio.
Thank you.
Good to have you in Atlanta.
Thank you.
And anytime you're in Atlanta, you know the door is always open for you.
Definitely. Thank
okay.
you.
Thanks for coming in.
This is The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Mathematically, when you think about it, there has to be the worst mother in America. What we didn't know a couple of weeks ago was that the worst mother in America listens to The Bert Show.
How are you, Shelly?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing really great.
Cool.
So you've got the problem with Mom, huh?
Yeah.
All right. What's happening?
I've been in college for 2 years, and I recently just moved back in with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm here for the summer, and I have a lot of friends. I bring my friends home a lot, and my problem is that my mom is, like, flirting with my friends.
Mm.
Like, the guys I bring back, I mean, they're really good-looking guys. I mean,
it's just so embarrassing.
It's your mom.
Your mom. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, two questions I have. One, how old is your mom? And two, are your parents still together?
No, my parents are not still together. My mom is 40.
Okay.
So your mom's pretty young, too.
She's really young. And you know what? She's beautiful and, like, she's so cool and everything. It's just that, you know, at one point, like, my friend Jason was over and, like, we're all laughing and everything. And the next thing you know, she's, like, hugging him and, like, you know, like, jumping up and down. Like, you know, she's trying to be funny and everything. But it was just, like, a little embarrassing. You know, the one time she came down this outfit, she looked gorgeous. But she comes down and she's, like, saying to the guys, well, how do you think I look? And I just kind of had to leave the room. I was so embarrassed.
Yeah. You've never said anything to her about it?
No, I have. You know, I mean, just like, I mean, nothing major, but she's just like, oh, you're crazy. That's, I'm just fooling around. I'm just kidding. Da, da, da. But, you know, it's really embarrassing.
Sure.
And, you know, like, I bring guys home for me, you know, like, that I'm interested in, and here they are talking to my mom. Like, I don't want to hear my friend saying my mom is hot.
Right. 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 I hear you. Hey, Shelly, your mom's on the phone. Hey, Mom?
Hello, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
No, I just called because I was just saying about how I'm just a little uncomfortable, like, when I bring my friends over and stuff, and, you know, it's like you're flirting with them all, and it just really makes me feel uncomfortable, and, you know, I just feel stupid, and, you know, like, I just don't think you should be, like, flirting with my friends. I mean, you have your own friends, and, you know, it just makes me feel bad.
I don't flirt with your friends.
Oh, Mom. Come on.
I don't flirt with your friends.
Oh, okay.
They flirt with me.
I just must be imagining it then. How about Jason, Mom? Getting out from the pool, Jason's all wet, and you made a comment about, like, how his shorts, his bathing suit shorts, were sticking to him.
Mm. They were.
I know, but, Mom, it's a little inappropriate. Like, one of my friends, I mean, coming out with a wet bathing suit on, and you're commenting about, like, how big he is. I mean, I just think that's inappropriate, you know? And then...
Maybe you're just jealous.
Oh.
Oh, God. Oh, please. Mom.
Your friends flirt with me.
What?
You have to know how things are today. I'm a very good-looking woman. I've taken great care of myself, and young boys find that very attractive. They think it's very sexy to see a woman who's confident with herself.
Well, her friends have said stuff to her like, you know, can your mom back off a little bit? It's making us a little uncomfortable. So you may be a hottie, but her friends are like, yeah, something ain't right here.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Mom, it's true. I mean... it just really makes me embarrassed. I mean, how do you think I feel, like, when my friends are coming up and saying, like, oh, your mom's, like, all over me, man? I mean, it's like, I just get really embarrassed. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Shelley, you don't even know the things that happen. I protect you from the things that happen.
What do you mean?
There are times when I leave so she won't get upset. And I don't want to be there because I see these are young boys and they get excited because they're young boys. They're... in that hormone stage.
Mom, they're not like 10.
So you leave so that they don't flirt with you?
So that they don't flirt with me because I see that it's upsetting her. I understand that. Of course I understand that. But you're not there when they call at home to talk to me.
Oh. Oh, come on. That's absolutely ridiculous.
They call at home to talk to me.
Mom.
It happens all the time.
Uh-huh.
Which ones of her friends have called you up?
Actually, one of her friends... not only did he call me up, and I went on a date with him 3 nights ago.
Oh, my God.
You know what else?
Why haven't you told your daughter about any of this?
I'm protecting her from these things.
Well, why are you doing it at all? I mean, you've got a boyfriend, she told us. Why do you need to date her 22-year-old friend?
I don't have a boyfriend.
Wait a minute. You went out on a date with one of my friends. Who?
Not only did I go on a date with one of your friends.
Who, Mom?
Dylan.
You did not go on a date.
I went on a date with Dylan, and we even had sex.
Oh, my God. That's no, and you said you were protecting your daughter?
No. Yeah, you're not protecting.
My daughter.
You're not protecting your daughter.
She was very persistent, and we've actually gone out several times.
See, this is not the way you protect a daughter. It sounds to me like you're being hurtful to your daughter.
Mom, when did you go out with him?
Huh? 3 nights ago.
When?
3 nights ago.
Really? You know what? I don't believe you because I am dating Dylan. There's no way he's dating you.
Oh, my God.
Well,
we gotta get Dylan.
I guess Dylan's looking for something a little more exciting.
Oh, see,
you see, this is a whole
unfair.
This is like a whole competitive mom-daughter thing you got going on here.
That's awful.
It really is.
This is great.
If what you're saying is true, the only thing I can say about you is that you just are a pig. You're just a pig.
Oh,
she's very upset.
Well, that's how you protect your daughter.
She is.
I mean,
don't tell my daughter these things.
Well, why would you even do it?
Yeah, why would you even go out? I mean, with someone she's going out with.
He's a very persistent young man. There's nothing wrong.
You're the adult.
You're the adult here.
I say, good for you. Go for it, old lady.
Seriously,
shut up.
You have some kind of, like, competitive thing with your daughter?
Absolutely not. These young men are adults. They know exactly what they're doing.
Well, so do you.
What's your reasoning for going out with Dylan, though? Because it's clearly not protecting your daughter.
Knowing that she's going out with him?
I didn't know that she was going out with him.
I mean, you are really putting at risk your relationship with your daughter because you're trying to make yourself feel good about yourself.
I do feel good about myself.
Well, how could you if you're if you're sleeping with your daughter's friends
and listen to how
flirting with them
was
when they come over to the house? And yeah, like Lindsay says, she's so hurt.
I realize that she's very upset, and I will certainly talk to her about this. My intention is not to hurt my daughter. I love my daughter very much, but she has to learn how the world is.
Oh, see, that's awful.
Hey, Amy, if you're as beautiful as you say you are, then I'm sure there are a lot of other men that'll be just as persistent with you, and you'll have a lot of other options. Maybe you should take up one of those options instead of your daughter's friend.
I do have a lot of other options. As I said, this young man was very persistent.
Yeah, but you're an adult. Come
on. How old is he, Amy?
He's an adult.
He's got to be 22,
exactly
23, 22, 23. IQ 100.
Probably 23.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Shelly again. I just have a question for my mom.
Okay, all right. Go ahead. You're on, Shelly.
Hi. I just have a question for my mom.
Yeah, your mom's on too.
Oh, okay. So if you really did sleep with Dylan, Mom, why don't you tell me about a tattoo? Do you know anything about a tattoo, maybe?
Yes.
You probably don't know anything about it because you're lying.
Dylan has the number 7 tattooed right in the small of his back.
You are such...
Is that the tattoo?
A pig.
Well,
hey, that relationship is really going well with your daughter. I hope you're proud.
All right, I mean, what else can we say? I mean, your daughter's totally broken up now, all right?
Yeah. Was it worth it for 48 seconds of sex?
Especially if he's 23.
Yeah. 48 seconds, you're being generous.
Yeah, you know.
Anyway, we're going to let you go because there's no... I mean, I could take 50 phone calls here, but I can I can hear that you're not going to listen to anybody.
Will you go out with Dylan again if he asks?
Certainly not.
Well, the damage has been done, so what does it matter anyway?
Yeah,
it's like yeah, it's like whizzing in the wind. Forget it.
Another great
it's a James Taylor over there.
I hope you realize that this is the worst day of your daughter's life, and it will be so for the rest of her life.
Yeah. I will speak with her. These are the young men that she's picking. Then she needs to learn about men.
Whatever. All right.
You know the number to Springer?
Yeah.
If I were you, I'd go out to the car right now where your daughter's called us from and go and talk to her. You guys got a lot of
she's
talking to do.
She's probably driven off by this point.
All I know is I was 20 and I did sleep with a 40-year-old woman, and the only good thing I got out of that was a home-cooked meal. That was it. You know?
Yeah, these guys aren't talking real highly about you. I got to tell you, Mom. You know, you think you're the beauty queen, and you think you've kept your age. These guys are using you, and they are talking so nasty about you. You have no idea. You're not respected by any one of her friends.
I'm respected by myself, and that's all that matters.
I guess so. All right, bye-bye.
It's the Burt Show.
You know, generally when you get a celebrity on the air, what you want to do is get them to loosen up to you, you know, let them know that you like them, like their music. This goes against everything Jeff stands for. He got on a topic with Vanessa Carlton about one of her songs, and he just would not let it go.
Hey, Vanessa Carlton.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Doing great. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from my apartment in New York.
And are you from New York?
Yes, I am. Well, I'm actually from Pennsylvania, but I've been living here since I was 14.
Vanessa, I want to do this during this interview.
Yes.
I want you to make this assumption. I want us to theorize that none of us have ever read anything about you before.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to ask you questions right from the start.
Of course.
From the ground up.
That's always what happens.
All right.
So you're a singer.
No, I actually play the ukulele.
Where in Pennsylvania are you from?
Milford.
Where is that?
It's a teeny town. It's kind of like... near the Delaware Water Gap? I don't know.
Is it near... My wife is from Bradford. Do you know Bradford?
Nope.
No, it's the opposite. The Delaware Water Gap is southeast Pennsylvania. Your wife is from northwest.
Okay. All I know is that it's an hour and a half outside the city.
What's my wife's name again?
Your wife.
Vanessa Carlton.
Yeah.
You know what the truest thing about Pennsylvania is? Because I lived in D.C. for 8 years. There are two things about Pennsylvania. A, every town in Pennsylvania, these small towns that Vanessa's talking about, looks to me like they were all made out of the same blueprint, and they just brought the blueprint to different towns and made them all look the same.
Well, one thing that's kind of unique about my hometown is that, well, now at least, because it wasn't like that when I was growing up, but there's a lot of like cool antique shops.
Oh yeah.
And there's a lot of artists that are like moving out there, so it's kind of like, you know, the restaurants are getting a little better. Yeah, it does have its, you know, obligatory CVS and the wine, and like, I mean, everything is all the same in every town, but it's like kind of cool.
Were you always kind of yearning for the big city, though, in a sense?
What? Oh yeah.
You were. Did you come from one of these towns where everybody, you know, like three-fourths of the people in your high school class will stay there in that small town?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's true.
I just have always knew that I wanted to go to the city. I love New York, and I actually started like driving into the city when I was like in seventh grade. I was studying to be a ballet dancer since I was really young,
mm-hmm.
and I would skip school basically and have these day trips into New York to take ballet class, and that's kind of when I bit the bug. It was like, there's so much outside of where I am right now, even though I love Milford to death, you know, it's my hometown.
Right.
But I started discovering what was out there when I was like, you know, like 12.
On the scale of, are your parents still there in Pennsylvania?
Yes, they are. They actually moved to another little town, but they live on a lake, so it's so nice to visit.
Okay, on the scale of desire, if your parents didn't live anywhere near that little town, with 1 being no desire and 12 being I can't wait to get back, what would be your desire to ever go back to your hometown?
If they didn't live there?
If they didn't live there.
Anywhere near.
Well, that means also that I wasn't raised there.
No, I'm just saying, you know, go back to visit because
I want to go back. I would give it. It's 1 to 12. Wow, I've never heard of 1 to 12.
We can make 1 to 14. We do things a little different.
The scale is 1 to 42.5. Go.
Yeah. I would say I would give it a 30.
All right, so you're not one of these people that are shying away from home.
No, because that's my hometown.
All right.
I miss it.
The video is all over MTV.
Yeah, they've been good to me over there.
Boy, they sure have.
What's it like the first time you see your video come up and you're like, wait, that's my face, that's me,
I always see it out of, like, the little windows between my fingers because my hands are always on my face. Because it's so strange. Like, I'm giggling and, like, excited, but, like, I can't really look at it at the same time because it's just so weird.
It's probably like us listening to our voices on tape. You know, you just, I hate the way I sound.
I got to ask you a question about 1,000 Miles.
Yes.
Can I play you a little bit of the song?
I think she's probably heard it.
Are you familiar, with it?
Familiar with it.
I am. I've heard it a couple times.
Okay, I just want to play part of it here. I could. This is what I'm talking about. This is what my question's about right here.
Okay.
Here we go. Right here. That part right there.
Yep.
Here it is again. Yep, this
okay.
is, I mean, in case you missed it. Is that a sample of a beef commercial?
Not at all.
You owe me $20. Jeff,
You're talking about Copeland. It's Aaron Copeland, and I love him. He's a composer, and they use his music for the beef commercial.
Thank you very much. So your song, this part, is in a commercial with the tagline, beef, it's what's for dinner.
No.
All right, you lose.
No, I don't.
Even though it's the same dude, it's not the same sample.
It's
not the same dude.
It's not the same dude.
I'm saying I know who you think the composer. Exactly what you're talking about. But that's not beef strings.
Nah.
That's my personal string section for my song called 1,000 Miles.
And it's probably downright insulting that somebody would actually think that too, probably, correct?
No, you know, I understand.
Insulting.
No, I don't know. I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about, but it's not that. Actually, this is the first time anyone's ever asked me that.
Is there any chance that while you were writing this song, you were craving some beef or something?
I don't eat beef.
So
let's lay down the line here. I don't eat beef.
You're just starting to anger her now.
Are you making some sort of anti-beef statement then when you compose this?
No.
See, Vanessa. But,
no, it just really 1,000 Miles. Really, I have to say, has nothing to do with beef.
Yeah, he's not going to let you go until you say it is, because Jeff cannot ever say he was wrong.
I will find the beef. It's what's for dinner commercial.
She's telling you it's not.
Vanessa,
I know exactly. I know what you're talking about.
You can go ahead and tell him he's an idiot now, because we're all used to hearing that.
Yeah,
and beef. It's what's for dinner.
I just think you like beef.
All right, Vanessa, I'm going to let you go before Jeff just beats you down with this whole beef thing, because he's already irritating me with it.
I just have another legitimate question.
Yes?
Is there or is there not any truth to the rumor that you sampled a bit of the Rolling Stones for Paint It Black?
Sample the beef thing?
No, the Rolling Stones in the song Paint It Black.
No, did not do that. It's all me. It's all redone and version.
Have you ever sampled anyone? Have you ever made a cassette tape of a
mixtape?
Vanessa,
you're never going to come on Q100 again, are you?
Never.
Hold on.
Never had a sample.
Yeah, Jeff is in the penalty box. Mic off for the next 5 minutes, being obnoxious to a guest. Bye-bye, Jeff.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
He wants to talk about the beef thing.
He won't let it go, though. Get out. See you, hey, Vanessa, good luck.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. We will watch you on MTV.
Oh, cool.
And we will tell everybody to go buy the CD also.
Thanks so much, guys.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye now.
Here, Burt Show.
You remember months ago when the lottery was up to like hundreds of millions of dollars? Well, the Burt Show thought we'd put our heads together and find a way to find some numbers that we would endorse right before the lottery so you guys would listen to our numbers, go ahead and play them, and be millionaires.
The newest member of our morning show is Phil Turana. Hey, Phil.
Morning, guys. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, man?
Good.
Bill, today we are going to try to help our listeners out. We're trying to scientifically pick the numbers that we believe will be the numbers picked tonight in the lottery. All right, Phil, now you are at the laundromat now, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, you are there with ping pong balls in hand.
Yep.
Is there an industrial dryer there somewhere?
Yeah, it doesn't get any bigger than this.
All right, we're going to go ahead and have you put the first bag of ping pong balls in the industrial dryer.
Okay.
That's
They are in.
Those are the red balls numbered 1 through 50, correct?
Those are the red balls numbered 1 through 50.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let me check in with intern Tracy here also. Tracy, you're on the scene as well?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, at this point, Phil, we're going to have you jump into the industrial dryer with the lottery balls.
Bert, I'm about a buck 90. I don't know if this is going to work.
Yeah, this should be fine. So why don't you go ahead and dive right into the industrial dryer with those ping pong balls.
You're serious.
Totally serious. I mean, this is for the listeners. Think of the listeners.
It's for a good cause.
Think of the listeners,
Phil. I'm thinking about my neck when it breaks.
Oh, it'll be fine.
Oh, you know, it's fun. All right. Well, hang on. Okay, hold on. I'm going to put the phone down.
It'll be fine. Yeah, you want to bring that phone in there with you.
Yeah, we need to be able to.
Hold on. I'm just going to give it to Tracy so I can at least fit my fat ass in here. Hang on.
Oh, here he goes. Okay, he's in.
He's in now? All right, go ahead and hand him the cell phone.
Okay. Hold on one second.
The echo is going to be great.
You guys, he's so squashed in there.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Tracy, is he all the way in?
He's completely in.
Will you slam the door?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
You guys think he's more of a high cotton?
No.
All right, so, Phil, you are now inside the industrial dryer with door closed, correct?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, Tracy, go ahead and put a couple of quarters in there.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Our Father
Ready?
Who art in heaven. Oh, Jesus. Okay, right, push the black. Yeah.
Tracy, we're going to have you turn that thing on for about 10 seconds and then open the door and have him hand you one of the ping pong balls, okay?
Okay.
Oh, hey, look, I'm rolling now. Ow. Oh, I'm going to start it. Ow. Hold on, I about fell on my head. Oh.
Oh. Very good. All right, Tracy, stop it now. Open the door and let him hand you the first ping pong ball.
Yeah.
Now, there are
You want the ping pong ball under my leg or up my butt?
I think Tracy would probably prefer the one by your leg. Go ahead. Okay. We're going to have to do this 5 times, so go ahead and take the first ball out now, Trace.
Okay, first ball is a 7.
7! All right, the first Burt Show endorsed number tonight is 7. All right,
Lucky
Tracy,
seven.
Close the door and start the dryer again.
Hey, I just want you to know, the little old man that works here, he is giving us some really fun looks. I want to see if I can get him in here with me.
That's a different show.
Okay, I'm on my head. Ow. I'm getting very evil stares.
All right, okay. Tracy, go ahead, open up the door, and let's take out ping pong ball number 2.
Ow. Oh, we're getting yelled at. He's not liking this one.
All right, then you're going to have to quickly give Tracy a ping pong ball.
Here's another one.
Okay,
24. All right, is the second Burt Show endorsed number. Go ahead, close the door again, Tracy.
It's over. Here he comes.
Give him the phone.
Do you want to talk to him?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, hold on one second. Wait,
here. Let me grab another ball while we're getting him.
Yeah, quickly.
Okay, next ball, 20. Yeah.
20, all right?
20.
That's 3. We've got Phil in an industrial-size dryer right now.
Tracy is distracting the China man with her womanly ways, so you keep spinning.
Tracy, show some legs.
Hello?
I don't want to talk, but you should come out. My dad says I'm dirty, though.
Quickly, give us ball number 4 now, Phil.
Okay, I got another one.
I'm not here. I'll...
26. And, oh, God. I'm on my head. Hang on. I don't know if that's my spine or my neck. Okay, last one.
29. All right, now we need a Powerball, right?
Yeah, why don't we have the guy at the laundromat pick the Powerball for us? Tracy, ask him to pick one ball out of the big money bag.
I just put the big money ball in.
Can you pick one ball for us and then we'll leave?
We come grab in here and grab a ball?
Please?
Oh, he is not happy. Will you come help us? Come reach in and take a ball out. Excellent. Thank you.
Here he is. Okay, cool.
Right,
now, see if you can get him on with us.
Okay, hold on one second.
Okay.
Just grab a ball. Any ball. Okay.
I hope he
just
tells
one.
Us.
That's it. What's your name?
23.
What's your name, sir?
Nick.
Thank you, sir. Would you like to talk to Q100? Just say hello.
Hello.
Hi, Nick.
I'm fine.
Hi, we want to thank you for letting us use your industrial dryer today. We're trying to pick the numbers in the lottery tonight.
Okay.
Okay?
But he was sitting inside. That's why I'm worried, okay?
He was?
He got in the dryer?
He's inside the dryer, the man.
Good God almighty.
What is wrong with him?
You know what? If I were you, I'd just call the cops on the kid.
Okay, he's done. He's walking
away. Okay.
All right, so once again, these are the numbers to play as according to the industrial dryer and Q100.
They are 7, 20, 24, 26, 29, and the money ball, 23.
The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.